Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me?
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. The summer comedy The Breakup, starring the real-life celebrity couple of Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, is seeing mediocre box office sales and tepid reviews. But that doesn't mean the subject of failed romance can't strike a nerve. The breakup song is a time-honored genre inspiring memorable lyrics about bitterness, resentment, self-pity, and occasional fond reminiscence. So, in the spirit of summer romance, we'll explore the many sides of the breakup song today. Joining us is Mike Errico, senior editor of Blender.com. Mike, welcome back to the show. Let's get your mic on.
Okay.
And also with us is Mary Phillips Sandy, who is the co-founder of RuinedMusic.com. That's a new website that looks at what happens when a song, an album, or an artist is ruined just by its associations with an ex. Mary, welcome.
Thanks.
Let me start with you, Mary. Your site asks users to, quote, tell us your story, feel better, reclaim your record collection. I get the feeling that it's really the latter part that you're most interested in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why should you lose a record that you like just because some jerk dumps you? It just seems doubly unfair.
Now, your own story revolves around the Simon and Garfunkel Cecilia.
Right, which I used to like quite a bit until my first boyfriend ruined it for me. He was a mime, and things pretty much went downhill from there. And he decided...
They went downhill from mime.
From mime.
You started at mime and went downhill.
And went downhill. I was a very awkward teenager with a limited social life, and he decided this would be our song. Oh, and there it is.
The pain continues, Mary.
And I managed to call it off after a summer, but not before I felt really awful about myself and my limited dating choices. And now this really great, catchy summer song sounds to me like teenage misery and nothing else.
Cecilia.
So turn it up.
Simon and Garfunkel. All right, so Mary, are you over Cecilia at this point?
Honestly, it still makes me cringe. It makes me remember all our dates where he would mime and the anger that he unleashed when I finally broke up with him. So
Vocal or mimetic?
Actually, he sent me drawings mostly. It was really not pleasant. And, it's a great song. I hope people enjoy it. It's just not for me anymore. I'm feeling a little bit better about it now, though, having brought it out into the open like this.
Well, all right. Well, I mean, that's what ruinedmusic.com is all about,
that's
right?
That's what it's there for.
You know, you want to be able to listen to this stuff again. So what happens? People write in kind of personal stories and essays and the music that goes with it?
Right. We're looking for essays about under 1,000 words, keep it short, and tell your story about a breakup that resulted in the loss of a song you liked or an album or even an entire artist's collected works that you just can't stand because it's so closely connected to that person who dumped you or to a person you dumped.
All right. Mary Phillips Sandy is a co-founder of RuinedMusic.com. Mike Errico, senior editor at Blender.com. Mike, what makes the perfect breakup song?
Well, the perfect breakup song, I think, hopefully, in my opinion, works with the tradition, the great tradition that extends all the way back, I think, to the cave paintings, to the Sistine Chapel, something that gives your breakup and your emotions a timeless, eternal quality.
A universality.
There's a universality. Oh. I am not here alone. This has happened before. This is part of a grand tradition. So for me, I go backwards into people like Frank Sinatra. I go to the chairman. I don't go to the personal assistant of the chairman of the board. I go to the chairman of the board to tell me that I'm okay, that it's going to be okay, you know.
So a record in particular?
For me, the one I believe that is generally known is In the Wee Small Hours. I had my iPod here. I was just looking at some of the titles. They're just fantastic. But the best one is I Get Along Without You Very Well. Of course, the verses being, except for in the morning and the afternoon and the evening. And Nelson Riddle did all the arrangements. Mm-hmm. And you are just completely transported
into the wee small hours.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk over it. It's just
such a
beautiful thing.
Frank Sinatra.
While the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep.
Mike, we actually just very recently on Soundcheck did a whole segment on this album, In the Wee Small Hours. You know, a writer in the Wall Street Journal claiming that it was the greatest album of vocal music from the American popular song tradition ever, and certainly the first concept album, the concept being the breakup of Frank Sinatra's relationship with, was it Ava Gardner at that point?
I believe.
So for you, this is like the summa. Of breakup music.
And I want to thank you for providing the Kleenex. It's just there's a sense memory attached to this, to that particular record.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Do you have a story? I mean, is there an essay coming from you that Mary will
site
soon?
Well, I would certainly provide one. I wouldn't provide it about that because I've been, with the actual breakup songs, I have reclaimed all of those. And actually, that's a record that I had outside of any breakups. This is something I went to. I have a personal thing with it. It's not a group thing. There are plenty of fantastic songs that have been ruined in a group setting, in a one-on-one setting. The Tide is High being one of them.
The Blondie song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
But, yes, there was a karaoke moment I was just telling Mary where we were on a date, and she was like, I'm a great singer. You're going to love this, whatever. I'm really a professional singer. And she went up and she sang The Tide is High, and I was like, wow, this is really not going to work. this is bad. And as Mary referred to her, you know, either she just thought she was great or she's delusional. The latter actually turned out to be true.
Okay.
I have reclaimed The Tide is High. You know what? For what that's worth, I don't know what I get for
getting
The Tide is High.
street cred you get for reclaiming
that.
But,
you know, it's mine to do what I want with it.
Now, this month's Blender has a list of classic albums inspired by unhealthily obsessed with or likely causes of heartbreak.
Yes.
And so why is this a recurring and such a productive, you know, genre or subgenre of music?
Well, I think just singing itself, as I was saying before backstage here, it's such a primal expression of pain. And so it is a constant wellspring of the ability to emote what the printed word can't do, what the painting can't do. It's at once physical and mental. It's an entire body experience.
All right, now Blender, you know, goes on to list specific records like I like Marvin Gaye's 1978 record "Here, My Dear,"
yes,
the title of which seems like an allusion to his divorce settlement.
It was part of the divorce settlement. Yes, she got the royalties for that, and it is a mess of a record. at once great, and then at once actually just off the rails entirely. But yeah, that was part of the settlement. So
then there is Otis Redding. And Otis Blue.
Yes, brilliant, just brilliant record. Cover of Sam Cooke's Change Gonna Come. He's just anything he sings just has so much history behind it. It is a little bit like Sinatra in that same way. There's just so much history in what they're singing.
What about Bob Dylan and Blood on the Tracks?
Well, that one's a great one because he's such a prolific and fantastic writer over so many directions. So he's completely pained in some things, total jerk in another, you know, and so he sees all the facets of this particular breakup. The one that we were talking about was Idiot Wind, where he's just, you know, it's a wonder you still know how to breathe. It's just like he just is just tearing this woman apart. And, you know, that can be a lot of fun.
Mike Errico is the senior editor of Blender.com. We're also speaking with Mary Phillips Sandy, who is the co-founder of RuinedMusic.com, about music that's been ruined by your ex or other forms of breakup song. Here's a classic from Dylan. Well, to hear Bob Dylan sing Sweet Lady with the irony just dripping off of his tongue.
He's so great.
You don't want to get Bob PO'd at you.
No. Because, any writer, by the way.
Yeah. Blood on the Tracks, Idiot Wind, the song inspired by the disintegration of his relationship. And we are talking about breakup songs and... Mary Phillips Sandy from RuinedMusic.com. It seems like in the age of the iPod, it's quite possible that we could be talking about more than just a song or even a whole album being ruined by association. You can be talking about a whole kind of playlist of music.
Oh, sure. That's actually how the site came about. My boyfriend and I were having lunch one day, and
This is not the mime.
My friend with whom I founded the site, he's a musician. We courted each other with mixed CDs, as people our age often do. And I jokingly said, you know, if you ever dump me, I'm going to have to delete half my iTunes. I just don't know what I'll do. And from there, we started swapping stories about songs that we'd lost, and we figured other people might have some stories to tell as well.
And as it turns out, is it, as Mike was saying before, is it a universal kind of experience?
Yeah, it seems like everyone, you know, when we talk about the site, everyone says, oh my gosh, there was this one time, you know, and they tell you the story. I think there's always a little bit of embarrassment in the beginning when they start talking. But I think it is cathartic for a lot of people to talk about it, to tell their story and get the song back in their iTunes where it belongs.
All right. Well, none of us are trained psychologists, nor do we play one on the radio, but we are going to open the phones in a couple of moments to invite you to give us your story about music that has been ruined by association. And before we do that, though, how about another story from Ruined Music? There was a DJ with an interesting tale.
Yes. Well, DJs, of course, you know, their life is music. And we got an essay from a woman in Los Angeles who had been broke up with her long-term boyfriend for almost an entire year. And to cope with the pain, she decided to create a 3-song playlist that she would play every time he walked into the club with his new girlfriend, partially as an act of revenge and also to sort of make him feel bad and remind him that she was there in the DJ booth watching him in his every move. And these were great songs. New Order's Bizarre Love Triangle, you know, to sort of gesture to the three of them there in the club, and Pet Shop Boys and this band called Con Can. Every week she played these 3 songs in order. This is the Pet Shop Boys one. She can't listen to these 3 songs anymore.
and has your website helped her to reclaim these songs?
Well, she got her boyfriend back, so I think that's even
better.
All right,
okay. In a moment, we'll take your calls and hear your experiences of ruined music and what you think about the great breakup songs. Our phone number is 212-264-7483, 212-264-7483. We're talking about breakup songs on this portion of Soundcheck. Stay with us.
Left a note and it read, someday you will be loved.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. I think the best breakup songs, they have their melancholy, but it's cut with a kind of a streak of something bitter or nasty. And Death Cab for Cutie, Someday You Will Be Loved, a good example of a breakup song. We are speaking with Mike Errico, the senior editor of Blender.com. This month's Blender features a list of classic albums inspired by heartbreak and breakup. We're also talking to Mary Phillips Sandy, writer, editor, and co-founder of RuinedMusic.com, a website that looks at songs that have been ruined by their association with an ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, pet, whatever. I guess it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship,
We don't judge. No, I mean, any way that it's been ruined is fine with us.
Okay. So we're going to give our Soundcheck audience a chance to share their pain with us as well. The phone number 212-264-7483, or you can email us, soundcheck@wnyc.org. We got an email from Ryan here in New York who says, "There is no more amazing breakup song than the Waylon Jennings song called Kissing You Goodbye. The chorus is, 'Get your tongue out of my mouth, I'm kissing you goodbye.'" That's good stuff. Mike, we were talking before about some older examples of breakup songs going all the way back to Sinatra and the Wee Small Hours.
Sure.
Contemporary breakup songs. I mean, there are some that just kind of... And some take it kind of over the top.
Sure. Well, the one we were thinking about before was Kelly Clarkson's epic "Since You've Been Gone," which has, I mean, plenty of bite for your entertainment dollar. There, I think she tears apart his apartment in the video. There's also my personal favorite, Justin Timberlake's "Cry Me a River," which happened after the big Justin Britney thing, which really hit me personally, you know.
Uh-huh.
No, just kidding. these are contemporaries as well. And, of course, Nick Lachey is doing quite well with What's Left of Me right now, the Jessica Simpson thing behind him now, and he's moving forward.
Good for him.
As are we all.
Then there are things that happen when perhaps the singer gets a little too carried away with his or her emotions. And I'm thinking of something like Michael Jackson and "She's Yes. Out of My Life."
She's out of my life, and I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I don't know whether to live or die, and it cuts like a knife. She's out of my life.
There are many legitimate uses for vibrato in the human singing voice. I'm not sure that's one of them.
Well, the thing about that is at the very end, he actually, I believe, begins crying.
Well, it sounds like he's sobbing into the microphone.
Yes, but I think he actually breaks into sort of a weep at the very end.
Really? Michael Jackson? Never struck me as that kind of fragile person.
And taking relationship advice from someone in exile in Bahrain is also interesting.
All right. Mike Errico of Blender.com here with me in the studio. Mary Phillips Sandy from RuinedMusic.com. Mary, I think we have a couple of callers who sound like potential essayists on your website. We'll bring them on. We'll start with Art in Trenton, New Jersey. Hey, Art.
Hi.
So what's been ruined for you, music-wise?
I cannot play the song Even Now or the album Even Now by Barry Manilow, because the song, it happened at a time in my life when I was separated from my soon-to-be future ex-wife. And the lyric, and I went on to be happier, the lyric says that even now when I knew it wasn't right and I found a better life than what we had, even now I wake up crying in the middle of the night, and I can't believe it still could hurt so bad. And I cannot listen to that song without having bad flashbacks of a very bad marriage, but I still loved her, but she didn't love me anymore.
Oh.
Killed me. It killed me.
All right, but so you can't listen to the song, but actually reciting the lyrics on the radio in front of tens of thousands of people, that's okay for you.
I guess that's show business.
All right. A good start, Art. Thanks very much. I have to say, I can't listen to Barry Manilow's even now either.
Yeah. This
probably not
is,
for the same reason, though.
This is why Scotch was invented.
Let's move up to Connecticut. Darien, Connecticut. Kim joining us on the phone. Hey, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
All right. You got some ruined music, a story for us?
Oh, I do. My high school sweetheart all through high school was a guy named Richard Hall, who most people know of if they like electronic music as Moby. And we dated when I was a senior and through the summer, and then when we went off to college. And my mom did not like the relationship and always said, he's never going to amount to anything. And now I can't I can't hear any of his songs. I can't see any of the ads he does. It all just makes my skin crawl. I feel so terrible and petty for breaking up with him.
Wow. Man, Kim, there's a website called ruinedmusic.com that you have just got to tell your story on.
Kim, please email us.
I'm all over that.
All right, Kim, thanks very much. So so she can't listen to Moby, and Moby is everywhere.
Yeah,
half the TV commercials on the air have his music in the background.
Some people have the misfortune of having very pervasive music get ruined, and it's hard to hide from it.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, you're staying home, you got a kind of a stomach bug, you turn on the TV, and what are you going to see? It's just going to be one fast food commercial after another. It seems like you can't get away from them. So that happens with music, too. Is that the experience that you get from your ruinedmusic.com writers?
Oh, sure. I mean, we had a guy write in about a Peter Gabriel song, In Your Eyes. I mean, you can't, that song's on every, elevator you get on. And so that's a real tough one to have ruined, that sort of thing, because you just, it's hard to hide from it, and you know, you're just going to have to deal with it day in and day out.
All right, we're talking about breakup songs and songs that have been ruined by association. And in addition to Mary Phillips Sandy and Mike Errico here in the studio, we've got our Soundcheck audience on the line. You can also email us, soundcheck@wnyc.org. Let's see, our first couple of calls took us to Connecticut and New Jersey. Let's go upstate New York, Mayapack, and Rob joining us on Soundcheck. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
All right. You got a couple of breakup songs for us?
Yeah, the song that did it for me was You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Bachman Turner Overdrive. Only because this was back in high school, and this was the second time I went out with this girl. This is how crazy I was about her. And I like to think it was our song, but I think she probably thought differently at the time.
So what was it that appealed to you about Ain't Seen? Was it the stuttering in the song?
No,
I mean, as people may
know.
Recall, that's the one where the guy goes, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I heard the story behind it. Apparently his brother was a stutterer or something like that,
yeah.
And they did that. No, I just thought of it as our song because that was popular at the time, and I kind of made it our song, but, as I said, she probably thought differently. But the best rebound song of all times is Everybody Plays the Fool by The Main Ingredient, which pretty much explains
really
everything.
Mm. Good choice, Rob. You got lots of heads nodding here in the studio.
Yeah.
I asked you before, Mike, what the great breakup songs were like. A rebound song, I guess that's kind of a corollary.
Well, that's huge, yeah. I mean, you started with I Will Survive. I mean, I can't think of a better, than that.
Right, the kind of the gutsy feminist saying, you walked out the door and you think you left nothing behind.
But, oh, yeah.
All right.
And now you're back from outer space. And then you get it a second time in that song. It's just great.
All right. So, now, Mary, we were talking about how ruined music doesn't necessarily get ruined by a relationship. Here's an email from Jason here in New York. He writes, I think the great old Nat King Cole song, Jeepers Creepers, was ruined by the movie Jeepers Creepers. They use the song in the movie while people are being maimed and murdered. I used to think of old big band, and now I think of that creepy movie.
That's a bad association.
And, here's an interesting one. Summer Babe by Pavement. This is from Julie in Brooklyn. She says, I love this song. However, this has made my husband's list of ruined songs. He rues the day that woman entered his life, and now I do too. Wow, so ruined music by like second degree of association.
It can have a ripple effect. It's very powerful.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Anne here in New York City. Anne, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi. I've got one that I reclaimed quickly. I had a boyfriend who was kind of an intolerable jazz snob, and there's a lot of music that I don't listen to anymore because of him, but he gave me my favorite breakup, which is the best of Chet Baker sings.
Oh,
because the sadness in his voice, just like for the last 15 years, if anything ever goes wrong in a relationship anymore, I'm like, oh, my funny Valentine.
So for you, it's not just a breakup album, it sounds like, but also, as we were just talking about, a kind of a rebound album.
It's perfect. for every situation that he's just so like sad and melancholy in every song. I love it. When I'm feeling down, it's perfect.
All right. Chet Baker. Thanks, Anne.
That's great.
Mike, you know, Today Show host Katie Couric recently had her kind of televised send-off, and it had the sort of ubiquitous Green Day hit that people know as Time of Your Life, the actual title of which is Good Riddance. And, you know, the idea that this was the network's way of saying goodbye to her, I mean, I don't know how many people got it, but because people think of this, they hear, I hope you had the time of your life, and think, what a nice song, what a nice sentiment. This is a breakup song, and it's got that little streak of bitterness going through it.
Well, as does Green Day, and Green Day actually never says "Good Riddance" in the song, but it's implied fully.
Here's a little bit from Green Day.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Green Day, that really is it's a bittersweet song, literally. Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
Goodbye, Katie.
And apparently quite a malleable song. It can be made to fit many occasions. We're speaking with Mike Errico, senior editor of Blender.com. Mary Phillips Sandy is co-founder of RuinedMusic.com. And we're speaking with our Soundcheck listeners, and specifically now with Rupa in Freehold. Rupa, do you have some ruined music to share with us?
Well, this goes back to what Mary was saying about music being ruined through a second degree sort of thing. There's this one mashup of Closer by Nine Inch Nails with a Static X song. Think of that what you will. But anyway, I was introduced to this song by my boyfriend, and, you know, I thought it was very special, and, you know, our song, once again, don't, you know, look too much into that. But, then, you know, I was going through his CDs one day, and I found a mix CD that one of his exes had given him. And there you go. That's where he found that song. So now it was completely ruined for me.
You got to get rid of those.
Throw those out of his collection.
So Mary, there is no way for Rupa to reclaim these if she wanted to?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
That's just ruined beyond repair?
That you might need to just move on and make your own mashup or something.
All right, Rupa, thanks very much for the call. You're listening to Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. Lori are joining us from West Caldwell, New Jersey. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay. A very long time ago, I'm not delusional. I just wanted you to know. But I was in a faculty band. It was my one fantasy. And among the three songs that we sang, I sang Linda Ronstadt's When Will I Be Loved? And I had been very disappointed that my husband couldn't come and laugh along with us with this band. And when he returned from California, I found out that he had been cheating on me and that our marriage was pretty much over. So the irony of that really ruined that one-time fantasy experience of being a rock star. But it was a very long time ago, and I've reclaimed that song.
Wow. But the moment was ruined. You had that fantasy moment.
Completely. It was my one and only time to be a singer, and for a very long time, I couldn't believe that that was the song I chose to sing.
Well, I you know, it's Mary, your whole website is about reclaiming music. I am really impressed that Laurie was able to go back and sort of reclaim that song.
That's very impressive.
All right. Let's see if we can...
And don't lose your singing, by the way.
Yeah. those fantasy moments, they don't come often, but sometimes, you know, you can get more than one.
Absolutely. So. There's a lot of great songs out there.
All right. Sarah here in New York. Sarah's up in the Bronx. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi there.
So what's your take on breakup songs?
Well, I was actually on my year abroad in college in Spain, and I was listening to some local music, and there was this two-girl like band, sort of like the Indigo Girls of Spain, I thought of them, called Ella Baila Sola. And I, my boyfriend was abroad in another country, and I, we broke up, and there was this one song on the album called Besos de Hielo, translated as Ice Kisses. And the whole song is talking about, I'm better off without you, you're nothing without me, what are you going to do? And the irony is that the beat and the tempo of the song is very upbeat. So as, you know, you're listening to the song, you're like, ha-ha, you know, you're nothing without me, and when I fall, you fall, is one of the lyrics. And but you're just like, you know, tapping your foot and, you know, bopping along to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's another universal thing. I mean, you think of a lot of Caribbean and sub-Saharan African music, and, you know, it's buoyant and up-tempo, and meanwhile, the songs are about, yes, like, you know, grim reality and, yes, you know, oppression and stuff like that.
The Beatles did a lot of that, too.
Yeah, it's, again, kind of a universal constant. Some emails that we can get to. Shane writes in and says, just didn't want the show to end without someone mentioning that your guest, Mike Errico, is himself a songwriter who has crafted a number of potent breakup songs. I wonder if he could comment on his song Daylight. Mr. Errico.
Well, Daylight is, thanks, Mom.
You've been holding out on us.
Well, yeah. I've done several breakup songs myself, but there was a particular moment. I was on stage, much like the DJ that Mary mentioned, and I had a couple of love songs that I had written for an ex who showed up at the show with a new guy and began making out with the guy to the love songs I had written for her. And I watched in horror as I played these songs, and they just made out in front of me.
Wow, that's pretty twisted.
And I was playing solo acoustic, so there was no band to get, you know, to...
So your fantasy moment was also ruined.
No, it was created. Because I went home and I wrote Daylight for her.
Right.
And that goes out to Cindy.
That's right, say the names, get it out there.
So Mary, is that what you're looking for at ruinedmusic.com, is for this kind of story? And
definitely, I think everyone's got one if they dig deep enough into their hearts and their record collections.
Alright, Mary Phillips Sandy is co-founder of ruinedmusic.com. Mike Errico is senior editor of blender.com, and this month's Blender features a list of classic albums that were written during or about breakups. Certainly Fleetwood Mac with a double breakup within the band in the 1970s. And the album Rumors was the result. Good result out of what I imagine was a pretty bad situation.
Mary,
Mike, thank you both for joining us. Thanks to everyone who's emailed and called in. In a moment, drummer Bobby Previtt discusses My First and Greatest Love. It's not what you think. It's a piece he wrote for the WNYC Young People's Radio Chorus, and they'll perform it live.
Tell me why. Everything turned around. Packing up, checking up some.